I found in the news this week, it's fairly recent, it's about 2 or 3 weeks old now, and it's placed in America, and this man, he steals a car, so he robs his car and he finds a phone in the car as well. He goes, right, fuck it. And he takes the phone and he takes a picture of himself in the stolen car and uploads it to Facebook. How stupid could you be?
That is fail. Right there.
Like, I mean, it's like going into a bank and robbing the bank and then giving you details to the bank.
It'd be the worst thing if you did that to the bank as well. If he did actually go and rob a bank and took the camera phone with him, just as he's pointing like his gun to the guy behind the bank, and he's just, do you mind if I take a photo with you? Oh yeah, sure.
Leaning back, taking a photo. I mean, like,
say cheese.
I think it was like an automatic phone, and if you take a picture, it'll upload it to Facebook. But like, who would do that? When you just robbed the car and you found a phone? Who would just think, right, picture straight away?
Maybe it was an artoid who didn't know how to use the phone and was just pressing all the buttons. a picture of himself.
In America, would you get that kind of stupid?
Like, the flash came on and blinded him, so it's a really, like, derpy look on his face.
Well, he looked kind of like a convict on that picture anyway. Yeah, he was straight face and everything.
His mugshot look.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I mean, this is stupid.
I love people like that. I actually do. Oh.
I mean, why would you even rob a car in the first place? You're not gonna.
I
bet you probably
have
a shit car as well.
Yeah. Fiat Punto. I'll have myself one of them.
0-60, 26 seconds. Ridiculously stupid.
Oh, I love things that happen in America. Drunk dads letting 9-year-old girls drive their car. In America, a drunk dad was so drunk let his 9-year-old girl drive his car.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
I'd love to imagine that.
At that point of getting drunk, you'd knock yourself out, wouldn't you? You'd be like, you'd black out, wouldn't you? If you were that drunk, you would black out.
I'd love to imagine, like, the girl was so small she couldn't even reach the pedals either. She had to, like, duck down, so she couldn't even see where she was driving.
She had a little friend with her. A friend tell her, and she's driving.
Just bashing the pedals. She's just moving the wheel all over the place.
Press brake, no, that's the clutch, you know.
Left, right, up. It's everywhere. Ridiculous. Oh, I don't quite know how that works, moving the wheel up.
Yeah.
Probably broke it.
But I have to say, there's some weird laws in America, aren't there?
Yes.
I can't remember which state it is, but if you walk backwards eating peanuts while there's a concert on, you can be arrested. It's a bit ridiculous, really. There's also one that says if you're, I can't remember which state it is in, but if you're an unmarried woman and you parachute on a Sunday, you can get arrested as well. Which is just ridiculous. I don't get that.
I'd love to imagine that. Just someone like paying tons of money to like, go parachuting.
When they land, they just get arrested.
You land, and there's just a copper there just going, excuse me, ma'am, are you married? No. You're gonna have to come down the station.
Yeah, you have to come with us. In the police car. No,
parachute and everything, it's just dangling out the boom.
Ridiculous laws. They're not really laws, they're like unwritten laws. You know, like, you know, the ones that it's the police officer's choice to arrest.
Yeah.
You know, like proper law, I reckon.
They're just feeling a bit giddy that day, and they see a man walking backwards eating peanuts. And then instead of deciding, oh, he's a bit special, I'll let him off. Just get the handcuffs
out. Who walks backwards eating peanuts? Who would do that? Unless he's trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
The best thing about that law is that says someone was caught doing that and got arrested for it.
Maybe it was just some kind of like copper who never passed his training, you know, and he didn't realise which law.
insist a lot about not eating peanuts and not even like walking backwards. Oh well.
Also, all the Foo Fighters are on, so it's a concert as well, so you're gonna get everything back for that as well. That's ridiculous. You know any stupid laws?
Not off the top of my head, no, but I could think. There's one about something about hotels. I don't know. Can you remember? Wait, you must know one like this. You know weird laws. Where,
like, yeah, I've got this app on my iPod that like gives proper weird facts. And I think one of the facts was, I think it was something like that about hotels. It was like, it's illegal to make a love in a hotel room between double beds. Which doesn't make sense because you can't go into a hotel room. It's a private.
It's just mad. I love to imagine just like some off-duty copper that was also a Polish cleaner just walked in on them.
I suppose he's like Saturday job. You know, he cleans hotels. He walks in on two people having a shag between two double beds.
That is brilliant. I'm not sure if this is legal. We just fell off. No, I'm afraid you're going to have to come down the station.
Oh man, there's some ridiculous laws, but you know, that's America. There's some cool bits and there's some bad bits, like everywhere really. There's always a bit of a weird
bit. Not exactly bad, more flipping hilarious.
I would say bad, I'd say completely weird places.
Only in America would that ever happen. Wait, there's somewhere at large. A monkey, a lion, and a bear.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a terrible version of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. He's a bird and a lion.
But I just... Oh, the way, like, it described it as well, the news reports, like, they were teaming up and making plans.
They were consulting each other in the Legion of Doom. They're all sat up on the table.
Hey, monkey, how do we kill Superman?
Well, Mr. Lion, that's just, whoever wrote that report was an absolute retard. Really. Because you can't say that they were like, I think, what did it say? They were like creating riots or something. They were, what were they? They were working in unison.
Yeah, something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Yeah, moving on, to, you know, like, I'd say there's a lot of games coming out. November,
this sort of gaming month.
Yeah, it's kind of like October now, I think. I really hope I haven't got that right.
I do not know what month it is. We're 21 days into the month. You don't even know what day.
It's October, right?
I think it's April.
Look, there's a lot of games coming out in November. You've got Modern Warfare 3, Revelations, Skyrim, War in the North. Is that coming out?
Lord of the Rings, War in the North. Yeah. Strategically put, it's the release date of Halo, Skyrim.
They should have put it in between, you know, kind of like, even next year, I would have put it January or something.
Oh my god.
Or December, should have put it in December.
I don't know who made it, but I think they're like a brand new company. Why would you make it? The release.
Put it on the same day as all the big releases, like
it's stupid. And Battlefield and Skyrim. The worst thing is the fact that it is a Lord of the Rings games, and although I do like Lord of the Rings game, they are classically not the best.
Like, not many people buy them. They've made a big mistake by putting it, you know, like.
And the last one as well, being Lord of the Rings Online, and that was shocking.
I was watching, you know, Sam and Lewis do that for the Oakscast, and it was absolutely shocking. They couldn't even get in the same game together, I don't think.
No, they couldn't. It was awful. I played through it. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Like, the point of the MMOs is you play it with your friends.
Mm.
Simon and Lewis couldn't even get in the same game together. That was ridiculous. So.
It is just so shocking. And the worst thing is, it used to actually be you had to pay for it.
Even worse, that. Well, I mean, like, going back to this War in the North, if you had a choice between Skyrim and war in the north, what would you choose?
Skyrim, every
exactly.
day.
So why would you put it out on the same day as Skyrim? You might as well put it in December or...
Yeah.
Or where no other games are coming out, because...
Pretty stupid.
I mean, I'd say, though, the only thing I'm looking forward to in Modern Warfare 3 is the campaign.
Yeah, same.
Because I played Modern Warfare, and then I played Modern Warfare 2 campaign, and they were really good, so I'm just waiting for the... Kind of
everything else is shocking. The community's first shocking. The game mode's first shocking. The
multiplayer is terrible.
Yeah, the multiplayer is terrible.
In Modern Warfare 3, but
it's everything's just sort of getting worse. It's like the thing is about COD isn't dead yet. COD's still got a fairly strong community. It's mostly, I've got to say, because of zombies. The fact that the storyline has finished now, and everyone's trying to work together to figure it out properly. Fully, and that's I think what's keeping it alive. So
I think zombies is the one thing that everyone enjoys, you know, especially with Black Ops.
It's not dead yet, is the thing. It's sort of on its knees, but Battlefield 3 is going to come along and punch it in the testicle and kill it.
It is, because Battlefield is gradually growing bigger. The community's growing bigger. I mean, I pre-ordered Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
I only started playing Battlefield maybe.
I envy you because you've pre-ordered it, so you get back to Korkand early, the map pack.
Yeah, I do, and that's why I have bought it, because I really didn't want to start fiddling around with Xbox Microsoft points and get buying DLCs.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd pre-order it, but Modern Warfare 3, pretty good. But yeah, you're right, COD is basically dying out now, so it's slowly going down. The Battlefield's rising up, as you said, it's going to kick it in its left testicle.
I'd love to see, like, because... Some games can't just go on forever. Like, the Elder Scrolls game, because we mentioned Skyrim before, is brilliant, but there's got to be an end to it, because, like, you're just going, like, in different areas of this land, and that land's going to run out eventually.
It will run out, but it'll take a hell of a long time to run out.
What would they do? Like, create more islands, more worlds?
Exactly, so in theory, it couldn't run out if you just kept creating worlds and new stories.
I'd love to see an Elder Scrolls set on Earth. Like, you know, Johnny just randomly said one day, Elder Scrolls 10, Blackburn.
Well, it would be quite rubbish, wouldn't it, Frank? It would be terrible.
Just going around HMV.
Looking at the games. But if they did have to make another Elder Scrolls game, it'd take them another 6 years, wouldn't it?
It might do.
6 years is a hell of a long time. I know at Skyrim, you know, Todd Howard did like a 10-minute gameplay of it or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it looked fantastic. Graphically, it was superb.
Everything
was amazing.
He's probably
going to get a game of the year, but it shouldn't take 6 years.
No, the thing is, the reason it does take so long is because they're always working hard on it to make sure it is right and there's no, like, bugs, or as well as they can. You know, but 6 years is a bit ridiculous.
4 years is...
Look, in the defence, they were working on, like, Fallout quite a lot.
True. There is going to be one more Fallout game after...
Is that announced? That's the last one?
Apparently, yeah, by Bethesda is announced it's going to be the last one, because they just brought out a DLC for New Vegas, which is Lonesome Road.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be good. Have you got that?
No, apparently it's not. Because my cousin played it, and he said it was shocking. It took him about 4 hours,
really?
And he absolutely hated it. He said, because that's kind of like the finale to all of New Vegas, because without the DLCs, New Vegas is kind of, there's lots of patches everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen there? But with all the DLCs, it kind of all explains it all, really. I think the Lonesome Road is you meet the other courier, I think, that you were working with or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it answers a lot of questions, really, the DLC.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to Skyrim. But I'd love to see Elder Scrolls 6. I mean, I know Skyrim's not even out yet, but they've already been talking about, like, a possibility of dragons being in Elder Scrolls 6 again, but in Elder Scrolls 6 you can actually ride the dragon.
Well, that would be pretty cool, but I mean, that's hard to do. To make it look nice and ride the dragon.
Yeah, did you see that Oblivion mod to ride dragons?
No.
Awful. I mean, it was pretty cool, but it didn't look good. It didn't look smooth.
That's what I mean, like, It'd have to be kind of like a third person view, and it'd be really, you know,
props to the people who made it. I think it'd be good if they added like first person, because when you rode horses in Oblivion, it was like third person, wasn't it?
You could also go into first person.
Could you?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think it was Daggerfall or Arena, you were constantly like first person horse riding, and it looked really cool. So I think if they were to do that with the dragon and do it well, that could be amazing.
It could be, but it's hard because, you know, obviously if you're riding a dragon, you go really, really fast, and it's hard to make everything look nice. Like, obviously when you're in a car and you look, you know, you can see, you know, everything's going past you really fast, and that's quite hard to do in a game. Mm.
Well, I guess if they sort of use the Battlefield stuff, because when you're flying a plane in Battlefield in first person, it still looks brilliant. And there's lots of fast moving stuff. I mean, have you seen the latest multiplayer trailer for Battlefield 3?
Yeah, I did. It has the jet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not just that. It's on Rush, on one of the maps. I've forgotten the name. It's the third, I think it might be the final spawn point, actually. If you're still alive when you get the last spawn point, you actually have to, like, I think it's if you're attacking, jump off a ledge, like diving thousands and thousands of feet, and it just looks amazing. And you've got to, like, pull your parachute out at just the right time.
It's really good how you can have, like, jets now and stuff. Like, I mean, Battlefield's really good. I mean, you can have a hell of a lot of players and a lot of vehicles. I mean, I think in the first one, like Caspian Border Trailer, you could see in one shot there was about 9 vehicles. There was, like, a helicopter, you know, some jeeps, you know, 4 tanks or whatever. It's fantastic how many vehicles you can have in one game.
It just looks top. That is a game that is just going to smash everything.
It will. The beta was alright, but there were too many bugs in the
very
beta.
Buggy.
I can see why they did it, so they could sort out bugs, but...
Mm.
It
was quite scary, like, getting it the first night and seeing how many bugs there were. And then they sort of said after that, don't worry, if you've been put off by the beta is a couple of months old. It's practically the alpha. We just wanted to see if we missed anything.
Yeah, it was quite scary to see how many bugs there actually was. I mean, also the beta was kind of boring. If there would have been 2 maps for the beta, it would have been a bit more interesting.
I would have liked them to see, like, a conquest style as well, so you'd actually get to use vehicles. I know they had Caspian Border on the PC, but your PC had to be really good to play it, or at least play it smoothly.
You'd have to be a proper gaming PC to play
it. I tried on this laptop. It nearly killed the laptop. I feel sorry for it.
Yeah, it was in pain. It was withering. Yeah, I mean, there's loads of games coming out. I think I'm really disappointed that there's so many games coming out in 1 month because I can't afford.
Yeah, it is hard. You got to.
I can't afford Skyrim, Revelations, Modern Warfare 3, all in the same.
No, you just got to sort of make yourself a plan. You got a plan?
No, but my brother is getting Revelations and Skyrim, so all I have to do is get Modern Warfare 3.
Sorted.
He's obviously, you know, he got. So he can pay for it.
I've got a plan that sort of spans, like, over to next year even. I've just got to try and get them all.
So many games that are coming out, you've got to be careful with what you do with your money, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of games coming out. Isn't there I can't remember this. There's a new convention coming up sometime.
There's loads of them coming up now. I mean, you've got this, towards the end of this year, so far as I know, you've got BlizzCon. In America, hosted by the Foo Fighters for some reason.
I don't think they even know Blizzard art.
I imagine you might, because Warcraft's really big. I mean, it started to die down recently, it started to die down recently. I think that's mainly because I would actually play Warcraft. I'll tell you that now. I quite enjoyed it. If there wasn't a monthly subscription fee.
It's shocking. No, it's so terrible. I thought it's boring, right? Because it's boring, you've got to get one character, and it takes a long time to. But I did like the 10-day free trial or something because someone told me to do it. And I did it, and it takes such a long time to level up.
It doesn't, actually. I've played, like, the full thing, and it you can level up pretty fast, actually.
Well, no, because
believe
you're doing
me,
the same
right?
things over and over and over again. You're doing, like, and it's a repetitive quest line. you've got
it is a little bit, right? But I would I think I'd still might pay it, like play it if it was a one time pay thing, right? If it wasn't monthly subscription. Like Guild Wars 2 is coming out next year. That is a really good game. That's one pay, you get it forever. And it's like it's sort of like Warcraft, but you'd like it because it's more dynamic, right? And it's a lot more fun, and you don't have linear and boring quests in it.
Yeah, but even stuff like that, basically, like, them MMOs, I really don't like, because they're just really boring. I'd rather, have, you know, have an FPS or something, you know, Battlefield, I'd rather have Battlefield.
Yeah.
And Skyrim, well, not Skyrim, and Warcraft, because it's such a bad game. I'm sorry.
But the thing is about Warcraft is it is dying out now. That's mainly because people just can't be asked to pay for the monthly subscription for it because they are realising that it is fairly bad. But the thing is about Blizzard, they're still going strong because they've got StarCraft 2, which is played by lots of people, and then they've got Diablo 3 coming out, I think, next year, and loads of people are going to get that. Cause
yeah, but I'd say in general, PC gamers... there are less of them than,
There is, but PC gaming, I think, is better than console gaming. The problem with it is it's more expensive. Because...
It's more expensive, but the games are a lot cheaper than consoles.
The games are cheaper, it's just the fact that you've got to get a good computer that can
run
with
a
high RAM.
Yeah,
like, with a high RAM, and then if you actually want to play it properly so it looks as good as, say, something on a console, then you're going to get yourself a good NVIDIA graphics card.
You have to get, like, $2,500 gaming computer to be able to play a PC.
$2,500? That's cheap for a gaming computer, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you've got to, if that's cheap, then you've got to play like, you know, seven or eight.
I was going to try and get myself a gaming computer, and I didn't know how much they were, so I checked, like, I think it was the other week, actually, and it was like a brand new NVIDIA, Windows 7, all the newest stuff, liquid cooling, everything, the works, right? Guess how much the price was. Have a guess.
Like $8,000 or something. Something ridiculous.
£2,360,000.
No, that's ridiculous.
That was the price.
Not $2 million.
$2 million. And that was just a PC. You had to get a monitor on top of that as well.
That's why I really don't want to do PC gaming. Because the console costs, what, like 180 quid? And then it's got the same graphics.
You can get, sometimes it's best just to get yourself a normal computer, and then with like quite a good monitor. And if you can afford it, get yourself a graphics card.
I've got a graphics card. The only game I can really play smoothly is Minecraft on it.
Yeah. I think, like, I can't even do that because I'm trying to play it on a laptop, and it's shocking. The only game I have ever played that's run smoothly was a game I found today, that Quake Live. That was it.
It's ridiculous, really, how much they cost. But people do it, and you think you're crazy to do it, really. But, moving on to another topic of our choice. We don't have. Actually, I'll tell you a story, then.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone who ever's listening has a hamster, or two, or three. Do you have a hamster? Have you ever had a hamster?
I have held a hamster.
Well, we've had one in the past, and this shit. Anything that's not a cat or a dog, any pet that's not a cat or a dog, you shouldn't own. Dracula's, snakes, lizards, they're all shit pets. They don't make good pets, right? I get a cat or a dog, or even a shitload of fish, one of those two. Right. Anyway, my mum's friend had these hamsters. She had three of them, and she came down one morning, and one of the hamsters had gone, and she went as it escaped. Right, it hadn't escaped. The other two hamsters had ate that hamster.
What?
And they found a few of the bones, but the two hamsters had ate one of the hamsters. She came down the next morning, another one was gone. One of them ate the other one.
Oh my god, cannibal hamsters!
Yeah, basically, she had three. She came down one morning, one had gone, two had ate one, and then the next morning she came down, one had ate the other one that was left. So there was one hamster left.
Did she feed them? Did she feed them? Or like, were they just like so hungry they had to eat each other?
No, she fed them well, but they just thought, he looks tasty.
That is weird.
They'd be dead.
I'd love to imagine, like, the chat they had in Hamster after they'd just eaten the first one. One just went, I'm fucking watching you, Tony.
You look like a tasty bastard to me. I think she came down the next morning and that one had died. I think it had died of obesity. Not a joke. Because he got so fat from eating two of his own kind in 2 days. It died of obesity or something, or you know, like too much fat in its system or something, because it died. And I was like, that happened in the space. You lost 3 hamsters in 3 days because they ate each other, and that is ridiculous, right? This is a warning to everyone out there. Anyone who has a hamster, or a snake, or a tarantula,
separate them. They're going to eat each other.
Have those pets. Have a cat or a dog. They're fucking crap, all the other pets. Just have a cat or a dog. Simple. Simple, really.
Well, if you do have a cat, if you have several cats, the cats have got to be friends, because they will murder each other as well.
Well, if you have...
Because they're very territorial cats.
You can have a cat and a dog as a pet, as long as you bring them up and they're both young, if they're a puppy and a kitten.
Yeah, if they grew up together, that's fine.
In fact, if you bring up 2 kittens, they'll be fine. If you bring up a cat and a dog, they'll be better than kittens together.
So much. Yeah.
Because they've been... You can't just have a dog and then get a cat, because the dog will murder the cat. Or the cat on the dog.
And vice versa. My cat just goes rabid around other cats. It either goes to murder them or yields to them, and the other cat goes to murder him.
Well, my cat, what it does is it acts really tough in front of us. It bites us all. It doesn't care who it bites. It'll bite us all. And then outside, it's all right, wimp against the other cat. So it won't go near another cat. We have to chase off cats for it. That's how scared it is.
I love to see that just in your house. What are you looking at, Ali? No, I want to bite you. Oh! And as soon as it comes from another cat, right, Jeffrey? Here, I've got some cake for you. Don't hurt me!
No, seriously, right? Eats a wimp against other cats. Anyway, pets are a different matter.
speaking of cats. Do you know?
Is this the cat about that your cat humps soft toys?
I wasn't going to mention that, but my cat does, yes.
Yes, everyone who's listening. Basically, his cat, if you give his cat a soft toy, it will shag the soft toy.
It does. It's been neutered. It's supposed to calm it down. It just goes more rabid. I was going to tell you the 3 most common cat names in the world. Before I tell you, do you want to take a guess at the 3 most common cat names?
I'm going to go with, cuddles or something, really, something really stupid.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you the 3 most common cat names in the world. Saffron, Sushi, and Pringles.
Really?
Yeah.
Pringles? Pringles. They're crisps,
aren't they? They're crisps, yeah.
Crisps? Oh my god. What? So Pringles, Sushi and Saffron. Saffron sounds like a leader of an empire in Star Trek.
I am Emperor Saffron.
Sushi and Pringles. If you're in England, you know what Pringles are. They're those little tubes of...
Do they not have Pringles in America?
They do, but they call them chips. they call all crisp chips, and they call, like, I don't know what they call them.
Fish and chips would really confuse them, wouldn't they?
Because if you were in America and asked, can I have some chips, please? They would give you, like, crisps, I think. And if you went, can I have some, I don't like, basically, they call crisps.
Do they not call, like, chips fries or something like that?
Yeah, they call chips fries and they call chips crisps. So if you went, can I have some crisps, they'd be really confused. And if you said, can I have some chips, they'll give you some.
What are these crisps you speak of?
If you said, can I have some chips, please? Like, if you're in England, obviously, the national thing is, you know, fish and chips. But if you went, can I have some chips, please? They'd give you a packet of, what, Walkers or something. And you'd be like, no, I wanted some chips. They would not. I'm kind of confusing everyone here, but, that's not the point. That's the most 3 common cat names.
Yeah. I still like that thing you talked about. Saffron sounds like an Emperor Star Trek. Just imagine Kirk just going... Do not worry, I will defeat Emperor Saffron. And his students, Emperor Saffron just go, meow,
just imagine him popping up on those screens. And
meow.
in the bridge, like, you know, like, the screen comes up and it's like, I am Saffron, and he's like, oh my god, it's just a cat sat in a chair.
I will contact Saffron now.
Meow.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I thought it'd be like Cuddles and Fluffy or something would be the top three cats, something really stupid.
It's Pringles.
I have to say that if you give cats really human names, like really stupid human names, like Dave, it's really stupid, like, or like Michael, if you call a cat Michael, you're a bit weird. Like, some human names are alright for cats, but...
I just remembered that, when you're on Oblivion that time, and you got a new, like, magic katana or something, didn't know what to call it. I just said, call it Dave.
Yeah, that was it. I, like, enchanted my katana on Oblivion, and I was like, what can I call it? And, you know, people would call it, like, oh, that's some really epic old-style name, and I just went, I'll call it Dave. And I just called it Dave. That's like when I had to put the tissue up my nose. Now, I have to explain this to everyone. I was playing Oblivion, and obviously Sam was playing something else, can't remember what it was.
I was playing, I don't know what I was playing either, actually.
Anyway, I was playing Oblivion, and there was this really hard, like, it was kind of a puzzle, and you had to use, like, magic, and I was thinking, right, what can I do here? And Sam went, on QI, now, if you're wondering what QI is, QI stands for Quite Interesting, and it's a show in England, and it's quite good, but in America, I don't think you'll know what QI is.
Oh, QI is amazing.
Like,
if you don't have QI, watch QI now.
It's kind of like an informational show, but it's not...
It's funny.
It's a comical informational show.
Just put it on YouTube, watch it now.
They said on it, if you put a tissue, it's all about how much you breathe.
It's basically, like, wait... The way your brain works depends on which nostril you're breathing out of, right? Basically, you breathe more out of one nostril than the other, and it changes, like, I think it's every 6 hours or something.
6 hours, it changes.
And I can't remember exactly which side does which, but one nostril is the main thinking side of your brain.
And the other one is, like, talking.
The other's, like, the verbal. So, like, mine's sort of thinking during the day, and late at night, it switches to verbal. And so many words are trying to come out of my mouth, I sound like I'm drunk, I just can't get anything out.
So basically, I couldn't work out this bubble, and Sam said, put some tissue up your nose. So I went, alright, okay, which one do I put it up? Say the right one was verbal.
I love how you didn't mention the confusion there, you just said, alright, I'm just going to put a tissue up my nose.
Well, yeah, I was confused, I was thinking, right, this is a bit weird, and you told me it was on QI, so I said, if it's QI, I have to do it. So, yeah, I think if the right one was a verbal nostril, you'd put the tissue up your right nostril so you could breathe more through your left, which was your thinking nostril. So I put it up there, and it actually worked because I managed to figure out the puzzle with the tissue up my nose. So if you're ever stuck, shove a tissue up your right nostril.
I love to imagine, like, students in an exam now.
Yeah, in a massive...
A long line.
The tissues up their nose. Alright, I think I know this one. Expanding brackets, right, yeah, right. Give me that tissue. Right, yeah, there we go. Oh, I've done it. I'm genius. I mean, I don't know if it was coincidence that I just managed to figure out or if it was actually the tissue, but we'll never know. But yeah, if you've never seen QI and you're in England and you think it's really boring, watch it, and it's actually fairly funny. If you're in America, you won't know what the hell QI is.
If you are looking for something that's going to make you really laugh, and you haven't seen QI, I advise the first clip you type in to go on YouTube and type in QI Acropolis, where the Pantheon is. I'm not going to spoil anything else for you.
No, but it is really good. But you may think it's some kind of, like, really boring show with all these people. No, it's got like, you know, like, it's had, I think it's had, like, Jimmy Carr and stuff on it. It's had loads of people on it, you know. So it's not boring, but I would advise watching it anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Anyway, yeah, so Cannibal Hamsters, games, and whatnot. Yeah, but it's a bit weird. Have you... now, X Factor...
No, I haven't. Do you mean bits I've been watching is when we've been forced to in English?
That is true. We have been doing this GCSE thing. We had to do this X Factor. We had to review these X Factor auditions. I think, is X Factor big in America, or is it only...
No, they've got, like, an American X Factor.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's terrible anyway, and everyone who watches it should be shocked.
Yeah, definitely.
It is terrible. It's such a bad show.
awful. Do you know what? I had never actually watched it before this year. It's only because we've been forced to in English that I've actually watched it.
It is terrible. And some of the auditioning are absolutely terrible.
Oh, I mean, it's awful. That's it. The only bit that's actually good about the X Factor isn't even really the X Factor. It's just the crap people that come on that think they can sing.
Right, they must have to go to someone, like a member of the family. And they're going to have to sing to them before they go on to this and say, should I go on? And you can't say to your own son or something, that was shit. Don't go on the X
Factor. Maybe they just say that, like, yes, you're good, to shut them up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You say, yeah, how are you? Fantastic. You should go on the X Factor. And they go, and in their head, they think they sound like, you know, whatever they like. And then they go on, and then they're absolutely terrible. And then they get basically the truth told.
My worst hate about the X Factor is where they come and just go, I'm singing a song for me gran.
Not that sob story. Really, sympathy vote.
Oh, no.
Terrible, absolutely terrible. Ridiculous. Terrible show. Anyway, yeah, we've been forced to watch that in English and write about it.
It's, I don't know what the word is. It's just awful that we've been made to watch this rubbish.
Well, yeah, if you want your GCSEs, then yeah. Wondering, we are in year 10, I think. You're in year 10.
We're in year 10,
I
say
think. I think.
You don't know what month it is, you don't know what year we're in.
I think I might have knocked myself out and was in a coma. But we're in
special child.
We're in year 10, we're doing GCSEs. Anyway, I'd say, talking of teachers, we have a racist teacher at our school. He's not really racist. Do you remember what I mean?
Yeah, Mr. Gavin, I'm a year leader.
Oh, year leader, yeah. Anyway, we were in assembly, and he was telling us about... I don't know how he got onto the subject of Vietnam. Don't even ask. But he got onto the subject of Vietnam and Mike Tyson. I don't know how we managed to get to this point, but he did. And he said, oh, I'm... I don't think this was a direct quote. If it was a direct quote, then he's not racist. But he went, oh, Mike Tyson was asked to go to Vietnam, and he said no. And, you know, what did he say? Something like...
He said, no, I will not go to Vietnam and shoot the yellow people.
That is so racist. That is the most racist thing I've ever heard. I wonder if that was a quote, or that is what he just made up. I don't know what it was.
I might Google it and I'll see if it was a direct quote.
Mike Tyson, yellow people. While Sam was doing that, I really don't think it was a racist comment. I think that maybe that wasn't the actual quote, or maybe something like that, but I don't know.
That was not a direct quote.
Right, okay, but it's a direct quote, everyone. Yeah. A little bit racist there. Although, talking to kids about racism has not been the first time, as we know, by the original Power Rangers.
We sort of cracked this the other day. I was just sort of... he was actually telling me the story, but I wasn't really listening to Mr. Gavin was telling this, and I just sort of thought, hold on a minute, right? Wasn't Power Rangers racist? We went through it, and it's like racist, sexist. The pink one was a girl. The yellow one was an Asian girl. The black one was a black guy. The red one was a Native American. The most powerful one was the white one.
He was so racist, and basically, it was like, he was just so racist, and like, it really, really
I just
was.
Love how subtle it was as well.
Basically, it was, and how do you know they were black? Because I think they did take the helmets off at points.
It was actually like 15 minutes of the episode. I don't even know how you missed that. Like, stick it, when you were five, did you just stick it on for the fighting bit and miss the story?
Yeah, obviously.
Not that there was really a story thing.
No,
about it
wasn't. Fight everyone. But the Asian one was always crashing whatever it was.
Crashing
her,
like, saber-tooth thing.
That was kind of racist. The Red Indian, the red one, also had a spear at one point in the series.
Yeah.
And the black one, the black Power Ranger, was always taking the wonders off the white one. It was kind of he was racist, but he said it was like subtly racist, so they would get away with it.
Subtle and in your face racist, so you don't sort of realise until a couple of years after you've finished watching it.
I think a parent complained because some kid when they all took the helmets off. I don't want to say it's racist.
I know what you. I'll, do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
I'll take the blame for this. One little kid just sat down and said, "Look, they've all taken the helmets off, but the black one still got his on."
I know that sounds really racist, but I think that actually happened.
I don't know. I think some kid somewhere, some kid in Alabama or something.
But racism is terrible, and it's not a nice thing to be racist, and Power Rangers should be like...
I don't really know why I said some kid in Alabama. That's probably more racist than what we just said.
Why were you saying something about Alabama in America?
It was just a state that came into my head.
But, I'd say it was a bad thing to do, being... I don't know if that was a coincidence, but I really don't think it was.
I think the producers just said, let's see how racist we can be and
get away with it. Yeah, basically, let's just see how far
clearly they did, because it's still going.
It is, but I don't think they've got the original characters anymore.
No, I doubt it.
I don't think they even take the helmets off anymore. I haven't even watched it anymore.
Well, I'd be quite worried if you did.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. I always watch it. I start watching it when I'm about 6.
7 o'clock in the morning, Power Rangers.
Yeah, after my shower and whatever in my room. Stick Power Rangers straight on. No, obviously, but they were racist. And you can go look for it yourself if you want. And I was looking on a forum website, and someone said the only way they could have been racist if the yellow one was eating noodles. I never said this. This was a quote from someone else. Is the yellow one would be eating noodles, the black one would be in chains, and the red Indian would be like, I can't remember what it was, you know, that weird chant they do, I don't know.
Oh, that was a quote from somebody else.
That wasn't me, that was a quote from, I think it was like Yahoo Answers or something like that.
Someone working at Yahoo just decided to put that.
Basically, they just went, right, you know what, we'll put that in that world. But they were racist. Anyway, I have to say, YouTube, do you want to, anyway.
Announce
well, this is a good opportunity to talk about Sam's,
What?
Your
that would be fun, actually, I will talk about that. So, it's sort of Minecraft related. In fact, Minecraft related, it is flipping Minecraft. Okay, so if you play Minecraft, then you probably download adventure maps. If you don't play Minecraft, you should play Minecraft. Play Minecraft, right? Basically, you probably downloaded some adventure maps, blah, blah, blah. Me and a couple of friends have started up a company. We're called Operation Redstone, and the website's down and everything. So don't even bother Googling it at the moment. Everything's sort of down. But we started out, we've got an a survival island map, which we're very pleased that has reached over 1,000 downloads now, and has several people recording it and playing it on YouTube, which is really good. We're really impressed by that. We never expected that for our first map. But I'd like to take this opportunity to announce a massive, massive, full-scale revolutionary adventure map coming soon. We've nearly finished it, called Element 117, and the trailer, I'll try and keep you updated on this, but the trailer will be posted on the Operation Redstone YouTube channel. Nothing's up then yet, as of release of this podcast, so I wouldn't really bother going to it unless you're listening to this sometime in the future. Then yes, go ahead, please do go ahead. And hopefully you'll enjoy the map, and the survival map is, I haven't actually checked that in a while, so I hope that's doing well as well. Hopefully, if you have played that, it's called Survivor. Hope you enjoyed that. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to take this opportunity to talk about my YouTube channel. I haven't put any videos on it yet, because I haven't had time to do anything with my GTA news and whatnot, but, obviously, if you're watching this in the future, again, go watch it. My channel's called Mr. Wrigley. I kind of do vlogs and stuff. Vlogs, and I also might do another channel called Wrigley's Extra, and it's like a news thing. I just comment on kind of weird stories in the news. But yeah, if you want to go check that out in the future, go check it now if it's like a really close date. But I will be putting videos on and subscribe to.
Also, a announcement from both of us. And another channel. Hopefully we're going to be putting together, obviously we come because obviously GCSEs and stuff, but hopefully they're going to cool down, because it's only year 10, so we don't have that many this year. So we're going to hopefully be making some comedy shorts and posting it on that channel.
If we have time. I mean, but we don't know what it's called yet, but we're going to keep you updated in the next podcast.
Well,
Are we going to say multiverse as well? Are we going to try to do
that? That is what it's called, isn't it? Multiverse?
Well, yeah, but I thought we were going to do a separate channel for the shorts.
No.
Okay, right, anyway, it's called Multiverse Productions. We also have gaming updates on there, but
hopefully.
We don't have enough money for a PVR, do we?
No.
And we need a HD PVR, because we tried Dazzle, and they're shocking, and they don't work. So if you're thinking of getting a Dazzle, get a Dazzle.
That's how shocking it was, it didn't record. Well, it sort of... It didn't even connect for a while. When we actually got it to connect, it was in black and white, and we couldn't record that.
I mean, and it even gave us software to use it with, and that would work.
And, like, if your automatic response to this, if you've got a Dazzle and you've got it working, your automatic response is, oh, change it to 50H, and then...
Yeah, we tried that. We've tried everything.
We've tried it, right?
Ideas. And I can't return it because it's after the 30-day mark on Amazon, so I can't return it to Amazon and get my money back. But I had to contact the seller, and we've contacted the seller. They haven't replied yet because they're absolutely knobheads. But anyway, we need a HD PVR, but we don't have enough money between us to get it. So there's no there's no gameplay on there, but there's like updates if you want, and we've also got a machinima that we can't do because we don't have a PVR.
Yeah.
And that is like I think it's called.
It's called Halo: The Birth of Revenge.
Halo: The Birth of Revenge. That's
and,
we've got a trailer up on there, and we've got updates.
I'm hoping to. Because we're thinking of replacing the current channel because it's shocking.
It is.
And we couldn't even put our full name.
I did this, Sam, and it wouldn't let me put Multiverse Productions. I'd put PR.
That was ridiculous. So I think we should change it. Also, I'm going to try and get my brother to remix the audio on the trailer slightly. So hopefully then it's better, because it was a little like buggy, all the audio mixes. Mm.
But we need you to subscribe to our channel, because then we can get, you know, a partner and we can get this PVR. So maybe kind of next year we might.
Yeah, but it's really cool. We really want to get this off the ground. It's sort of, if you are a Halo fan, I imagine you'll enjoy something like this. I've got the story all planned out in my head. I haven't wrote it down because I've been lazy. But it's a sort of darker backstory to Reach, the story of Reach. And I quite like it, especially because the Reach storyline for me wasn't as strong as the other Halos, but this little machinima sort of makes it that.
Yeah, it does. It's a good machinima, and you'll enjoy it if you like Halo, but we need your support and subscribers, or you can, we might even, if you like some of our channels, like Mr. Wrigley and stuff, or Operation Redstone, and you subscribe, and we don't get YouTube partner, we might try something out, like, I'm not really sure yet, but we're basically trying to get enough money, so if you could, you know, like, if you want to see our machinima and stuff, but, I mean, like, that'd be really good. I know you didn't like it, but I'm just thinking about kind of, like, I don't know, not really donate, but we just need some money from somewhere, don't we, because we don't have enough to get a PVR.
Yeah.
And it takes up quite a bit to get a partner. So it could be next year, like halfway to next year before we can.
Yeah, but we're not gonna slack off. We're gonna work hard for this.
Yeah, I will, but I don't know about you.
I just made the announcement, right? I'm not just gonna say that and then sit down and call.
Yeah, but you haven't even done half the script. Anyway, that's not the point of this update. But yeah, basically, we need your support for Mr. Wrigley, Operation Redstone, and Multiverse Productions when we get that channel up and running. So it'd be really helpful, and if you want us really, I know this machinima, we're gonna try really hard with this machinima. I'm gonna make it as best as we possibly can. So if you really want to see this, it'd be good. And you could, if you want to subscribe, you can also like star in it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. If you do subscribe, there might be a chance that you might get a personal message. So like if you play Halo. Because we want some really big full-scale battles in this.
You can even help us, you know, being extra, or even you could even just get a bigger part.
You might be chanced, right? Just go, right, we want you to feature in this. If you've got Halo, if you play Halo, just come along, send you an invite, blah, 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 and you'll be in it. Because we want and really you, epic
you,
battles.
You can be in it because we're going to try really hard with this Machinima, because I've really wanted to do a Machinima since I knew about Machinimas, really, and I really wanted to do it, and we're really going to try hard, aren't we?
Yeah.
Get this Machinima. But yeah, we need to support our channels, and if you want, we might try something like donate. You don't even have to give a lot. All you need to give is like a tiny amount of money, like a tiny, a minute amount of money, like 20p. But if that's a lot of people giving you 20p, you know.
How do you do that though? Because you'd need like a special thing. Unless we just start selling stuff on eBay.
That is another option, but I don't have anything worthwhile to sell on eBay.
No, neither do I. Like anything that is worthwhile, I want to keep as well.
Exactly. So you wouldn't want to sell it, but you can do that because I remember this these people did like a Fallout thing. I don't know if you ever saw it. They did like a Fallout inspired fan film thing, and they got people to donate, and they got £20,000 so they could get all this equipment and stuff.
Wow.
We don't want that much. All we want is £177 of bits.
only 177?
All these people giving like a quid makes 177 people giving us a quid gives us a PBR to do everything we want to do. But that's all we need. Anyway, we're kind of straying off the subject here, but I don't know, we could be finishing this podcast now.
For the last 10 minutes, I've been sat here with some red and green cyan 3D glasses. I've just taken them off, and now everything's got green lines down it. It is weird.
We shouldn't have done that. I've finished my brew now.
Normal people need drugs to feel like this. This is weird.
Yeah, I finished my brew ages ago. But anyway. We might finish this podcast now unless we've got any other subjects to talk about, Sam.
No, we don't.
Are you sure? Well, yeah, so basically, anyway, subscribe to Operation Redstone when you get the channel.
I just brought those 3D glasses I was talking about. It's not good.
I'm trying to do an announcement here, and you're banging on about 3D glasses and how your vision is like a druggie. Let me finish, So, subscribe to Operation Redstone. I don't care, let me finish, right? Subscribe to Operation Redstone. And subscribe to Mr. Wrigley's channel and Multiverse Productions when we get it up and running. I don't know how many people are even going to watch this podcast or even listen the whole way through. I wish you do, because you're all nice, cool people. So yeah,
you're amazing. If you're still listening to this and you didn't skip through it, you're amazing. You, right there.
Yeah, you, right there. I can see you.
Wow, that's weird that you can see him. He can't even see us. Us.
Can you see us? Anyway, that's not the point. I think we're going to end this now. So, I've been Oliver, and I've been podcasting. I don't know how to end it.
Are you now, then? If you've been Oliver, who are you now?
John. Anyway, bye. So
John.
I'm not really called John. I'm called Oliver. Anyway,
I still am Sam. Sam, I am.
Sam, I am? Are you like a warrior, Chinese warrior? Sam, I am.
Sam, I am.
It's been
Dr. Seuss quote. Did you never read the Dr. Seuss book as a kid? Like The Cat in the Hat?
No, I never read the Dr. Seuss book. Am I trying to finish this podcast?
As if you never read a Dr. Seuss book. You must have read The Cat in the Hat or The Grinch.
No, I hate those things.
Wow, really?
Yep. I hate those things. I don't know. Anyway, let's just end it. Bye from me, Oliver.
Bye from me. It sounds like an outro from the two Ronnies now. It's bye from him and it's bye from me. You must have watched the two Ronnies.
No, can we just end
it? With Ronnie Corbett and stuff.
Oh, Ronnie Corbett, yeah, obviously. Rob Brydon is a good impression.
I thought you'd been like living under a rock.
Right, we're just going to end this now. This ending's been dragging on for about 10 minutes now. We'll be doing an update, kind of the next podcast, either in like the next 3 days or the next week, because we're in a half term now, so we might as well do as many podcasts as we can. Because schoolwork, is busy. But anyway, bye from me.
And it's bye from me. My vision is now back to normal.
does.
Okay. Goodbye.